Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-host, and my veterans, and those who are just now tuning in. I thank you so much for tuning in and following the AfridaLoveShow.com. Be sure to tell your family and friends that we are alive and well, and we are filled with the power of God. My soul is on fire because I know God is going to do some great things in your life, in my life. And so it doesn't matter where you are, if you're in the hospitals or nursing homes, if you're out, if you're at work. It doesn't matter. A lot of people are listening to the network. I appreciate it. Amen. You're going to receive your blessing, and we are on fire from God. And people say they can feel the fire of God in their hands, and they can feel it in their legs and their hearts, but I can feel it in my eyes. It's that strong, the power of God and just the love of God is all over me. And so I am ready to begin this particular ministry, to begin this show, because God is going to show out, and we are going to have a love affair all around the world. We're doing this until December, God's will, because God has commanded me to do it. And God says, amen, he says that this particular network, because of him, not because of me, because of God, is reaching the airways all overseas, and you guys are going to see proof of this pretty soon. And God says he's not going to reveal how that's going to happen. But the thing about it is, we're going to start a love affair all around the world. Amen? And with this particular thing, we're going to explain what it is after we get through praying unto God, because I want you to be a part of something that is powerful. In the name of Jesus, it works. Amen? Amen. So without further ado, I'm on fire. Yes. I'm going to need some water after this. Amen. We are going to go ahead and read Psalm 136. Whew. Numbers 1 through 9. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to have our prayer. Amen. Because the prayer of the righteous availeth much, and we need to pray unto God, because we need as much prayer as we can receive. Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. We're talking about God's love, y'all. I've read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Now then, we need to get into our powerful position of prayer. Powerful position of prayer. God has allowed many individuals to experience his transformation. God has allowed many individuals to experience his healing and his deliverance and the setting free. And God has already said he's going to give praise reports for medical reports. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we claim that. God already said that he's going to bless his people and bless them real good. He already gave us a framework of when he comes and when he blesses, what he is looking for within the spirit and those characteristics. We've already talked about that. And so tonight, it is time to pray unto God. But as I was preparing for the lesson about 5 minutes before the ministry began, I want to read 1 Corinthians 3. God gave me chapter 3, verses 11 through 14, and I want to read it to you, and I want you to think about this. The Lord is going to give me something to say right after this. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. God is saying, is your praise for real? God says that when we come before him, we have to be serious about God's business. Amen. God says that when we come on the ministry, when we speak on a platform, he says our praise has to be for real. Now, a lot of people say, you know, I come on here and or I come on the ministry or I speak or I do whatever I do, and it's real because I'm coming out of the Bible. But God is saying, is it real? Is your church within your heart real? Have you forgiven? God says, before we even get on the ministry, before we go speak all around the world, all around the country, he says that we have to pray for our own souls. He says, because being sincere does not mean not smiling, or being sincere does not mean just giving the word of God. It is, are you sincere in your heart? Do you really love your brother and sister that you're sitting by? Do you love each person? That person who even ticks you off, do you really love that person? And so before the word can come forth and the revelation can break, God says break free, amen. He says we have to be sincere in our forgiveness. You can be sincere in the word of God and really love God and sing, I really love the Lord, and really mean it. But God says that in your heart, the evaluation is, are you for real? Do you really love every person on this earth? And that's just something to think about, because we have to be sincere when we come before God. So God gave me those verses out of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, and so I want you to just look back over those and think about and reflect what the Lord has given. Amen. And so we're going to get into a powerful, powerful praying position, and I always breathe hard because my metabolism is flowing, because the way my body feels, it feels like I'm getting ready to run, a race, but I am getting ready to run the race of God, amen, because God has set me out to do something, and I must make it to my destination, and I must get you there as well. And so with that being said, we have some business to take care of, y'all, tonight. We have a journey. We have somewhere where we have to go. And God says that our feet need to be about our Father's business. That is going to be a message that I'm going to give. Our feet must be about our Father's business. Amen? And so what that means is that each day of our lives, our feet must go in the direction of our Father. Our feet must go in the direction of our Father. And you must ask God, Lord, order my steps. Why am I saying this, and this is prayer night? I'm saying this because we are evaluating our walk with God. And when we evaluate our walk with God, and when we're going in the right path, then we can unload all of those things that easily distract us. We can unload everything, and we can come unto God as empty cups ready to be filled. We can come unto God as empty cups ready to be filled. Amen? And so I want you to get into your position, whatever it is. It could be on your knees, your face to the ground. It could be in your bed, on your pillow, because, you know, if you're hurt, you want something to lay on. God says that is his chest. You lay on God's chest, you tell God everything about your troubles. And so find your position, put your hand on your chest. That is how close God is. Now, some of you who are just joining me, I want you to understand something. I want you to understand that God is very near. He's a very present help. He is listening to our despairing cries. We have many, many, many prayer requests. We have people who really, really, really need the Lord. And we all really, really, really need the Lord. And so we're going to pray. And however the Lord blesses us to pray, that's how we're going to pray. That's how it's going to go. The unction of the Spirit is going to move. Not our free to love, but the unction of the Holy Spirit. Because God is the one who made the station happen. He's the one who helped the people to come on the station, and who's really making this radio station international. It's not because of me. It's because of the word of God. And so I want you to get into your position. And I always dim the lights. I love to dim the lights. And the reason why is because we don't want any distractions. And the Bible says, let your light shine. And when we let our light shine, God is not talking about the physical light. Amen. He's talking about our life. Wherever we go, we should be a living testimony of who God is and what he's done in our lives. And so that's how our light shines, right? Our light when we think about this light, even if I turn off this light, my light's still going to shine because the word of God is hidden within my heart. Amen. So I don't want us to get literal and think that we have to have on the lights for our light to shine. No. Our lights shine through the way we treat people, how we treat God, how much time we give unto God. And so that's how our lights shine. So I'm going to pause and give you time to get into your position. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds as I ready and prepare myself as well. And then we're going to pray unto God. We're listening to Mr. Richard Smallwood, the center of my joy. And then we're going to just let the music play if we're not finished praying. If we are, then we will carry on with the ministry, with the invitation. And then we will, after that, we will give the announcements. And then I'm going to bid you good night. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to pause for a second here. All right, let's put our hand on our chest. That's how close God is, and we're going to pray unto God. And we just want the Spirit of God to work in a mighty way. We don't have any scripts. We know each person's prayer, and we just ask that God will crown this head from the top to the bottom and bless the words to come out of my mouth to be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. Bless the prayers that we render to be heard, Lord. Bless the healing to take place. Already make the praise reports, Lord Jesus, in advance. We thank you, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless each and every listener who's listening right now. Ease their hearts right now. Calm them down, Heavenly Father. If they're sad, Lord, lift up their bowed down heads. If their ears are closed, Lord, bless their ears to open, to hear the word of God in revelation. Bless their hearts, Heavenly Father. Bless the words to go into their hearts, Lord, and never leave their place. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless our hands to be of service, to render service where service is needed, Lord. Bless our eyes with your own fire. Bless our eyes to see your glory, the coming of your glory. We praise your name, Lord. Now, Lord, as we get ready to pray over all of these people, Lord, and to pray for ourselves, we ask with this prayer, be a powerful prayer up from you, Lord. Be the word of God, the revelation, the prophecy of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Put your hand on your chest. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, thanking you for last night's lying down, Lord, this morning's arising. We realize and understand that somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody didn't open up their eyes. Somebody didn't hear your voice, Lord. Somebody didn't wake up in their right minds, Lord. And we say, Lord, we pray for each and every person who falls under that category, Lord. Then, Lord, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to travel down the dangerous streets and byways, Lord. And you've kept us until this present moment, and we want to say thank you in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord? Bless them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. Bless their eyes, Heavenly Father, and their ears, and their mouths, and their hearts, and their internal organs, and the externals. And Lord, bless the legs to be able to move, Lord. Then, Lord, we're praying, Heavenly Father, for a miracle for some people who are in the hospital, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, you know their condition and you know their desires and you know everything that they need, Lord. We ask, would you restore whatever is missing within their lives, Lord? We believe in the power of God. We believe that a touch from you can help each and every person, Lord, and all they need is a touch. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you restore whatever is lost, whether it be hearing, seeing, speaking, whatever it is, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you restore right now, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are coming out of the hospitals, Lord. Would you bless them to continue to recover, Lord. Would you bless them to continue to be able to be strong and to give a testimony and to thank you for what you've done? Because it was all because of you that they are out of the hospitals. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are contemplating going in for whatever reason it is? We ask, would you crown their heads from the top to the bottom? Would you bless them to not lose hope and faith in you, but to take you with them, Heavenly Father? Lord, we thank you in advance for the praise reports, the health reports, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the nurses and the doctors, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who have just lost a loved one or who is losing a loved one at this present moment, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you dispatch your angels right now and surround the family members, Lord, and surround those who are crying, those who have lost hope within you, because we know that you are a comforter, El Shaddai Elohim, Yahweh, Emmanuel, Lord. And we realize and understand that without you we are nothing, and without you we can be nothing. We ask, would you comfort those who are crying tonight because they miss their loved ones, Lord. We ask, would you wipe away their tears, Lord, and would you comfort them in that particular moment. Then, Lord, we thank you for taking care of our youth today, Lord. I understand that some students from somewhere across the world, the nation, were put in harm's way, Lord, but you kept them. And we thank you, Lord, and we ask that you continue to empower and continue to bless our youth in a mighty, mighty way, Lord. Would you touch each youth all over this world, Lord, and would you send them, Heavenly Father, unto you, whichever way that may be. That may be through prayer, that may be through event, that may be through school, wherever it is, Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus, would you give each youth the opportunity to taste and see that you are good. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation, Lord. We thank you for the people who are listening right now on the line. And we ask in a major, major way, would you bless each of their family members and their children, Lord, and their careers and their finances and whatever it is that they're doing. We, right now, in the name of Jesus, claim a victory. We claim success. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who know you, Lord, and those who do not? We ask, would they come back unto you, Lord? Then, Lord, if there are some sheep wandering, we ask, Lord, would you find them and bring them unto you, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for being God in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for restoring us, Lord, and blessing our health, Lord, and our eyes and our ears, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done, the things that you're going to do, the promises you've made, the promises that have come through. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to be our Father, Lord, and would you continue to bless us, to keep on, and to keep on doing your holy and righteous will, Lord. We bless and praise your holy name, Lord. We claim each prayer. We claim a prayer of healing. We claim a prayer of deliverance. We claim a prayer of understanding. We claim a prayer of good report. We claim a prayer of breakthroughs in finances and relationships, in children, in schools. We claim each and everything, and we thank you, Lord, for blessing us in a mighty and powerful way, Lord. As we relinquish this prayer, Lord, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. And, Lord, we claim everything that we pray for. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. 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 So we pray with power and love. Then we heard from Mr. Richard Smallwood. Then we heard, thank you, Lord, for all you've done by Walter Hawkins. Amen. 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 And as I always say, I always feel better after we pray unto God, because God is powerful and he understands our prayers. Amen. He understands everything that we're going through. He understands everything that we're saying, and God is just that powerful. Amen. And the just fantastic thing about it is that God answers prayers. This is not a fairy tale. It's not a cliche. It's not make-believe. God is answering people's prayers. He is healing people, delivering people. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is blessing people to have great health reports, and he's just turning things around for the good. Amen. God says the sun is going to come out pretty soon. Amen. And so we are still in the on a high alert for the expectancy of God. God is present. He is here. And it's just a matter of time. Amen. And so we must understand and recognize that we serve a true and living God. And this is the particular time in our lives in which you can accept or reject the Lord. And I'm going to go through this as the Lord is showing me about accepting and rejecting. And God is showing me this. Jesus says when he went and he was calling fishermen or disciples, he was calling his disciples. Now, you notice that God only had 12. The entourage did not come until Jesus was actually in a city. And God says, where two or three are gathered, he says, there I am as well. And it's very important that people understand that. Amen? So God says that when he was walking through, he says he was calling his disciples. Now, notice that when he was walking and he was selecting his disciples, as God is showing me, he says there wasn't a big crowd. And he says he chose 12 disciples for a reason. He says only because some were called and some were chosen. And Jesus says that he knew that with those disciples, as he was teaching them about life and about the business of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he knew that. He knew each disciple and he knew what was going to happen. And he knew that how each disciple was going to treat him. But God says that there is a moral to the story that many people, not even ministers or prophets, pick up. And God says the moral to the story is that in spite of everything, you love each and every person. God says that when you love, right? God says you make a sacrifice. God gave his only begotten son, and also he hung on the cross and he died for us. So he basically showed us that he loved us. But God says that even the individuals who mistreat you, God says, is in parallel to when he went to the grave. The first day, the second day, he says, but on the third day, he rose up. So God says, whatever situation you're in, whatever storm you're in, whatever is depressing you, stressing you out, God says you're getting ready to rise. You're getting ready to raise up. Why? Because of the power and the prayer of God. And so you must understand that God says we're two or three are gathered in my name. And guess what? God is also saying this. He says anything that you want or need, and we already had that on Monday, he says all you need is one yes. He says all. That's all. And that is from him. That's all you need is one yes to make your dreams come true. That's all you need. And God says, here's another story. He says, when that woman had the issue of blood and she heard that Jesus was coming to town, and a multitude of people had heard about this Lord and Savior. He's coming to town. You know how we are. He's coming to town. And when he came, everybody was around him because that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has the word. He can heal the sick. He can raise the dead. I mean, he can do all of these things, right? And so Jesus says there was one woman. He didn't say a thousand. He said one. One woman with an issue of blood, and she crawled her way through the crowd. She made her way through the crowd. Just envision that, and she had the issue of blood. He said there were so many people, as the Lord is speaking, he said so many people around him because, God, they want to know who this is, who has the word, who is able to give sight to the blind, who's able to make the mute speak. Who is it? And so all these people, multitudes, now mind you, he only had 12 disciples. multitudes of people all around them. And this woman comes. She has an infirmity. She has an issue. And all she did was touch the hem of his garment. And Jesus acknowledged her by saying, "Who touched me?" And that God says, that was only one person. He says, all these multitude of people were around him. And God says, when you were chosen, ladies and gentlemen, because some of you are going to pick up your anointing within this coming of God. Some of you, God's going to bless you to travel the world over. He says, because you're serious about it. Your heart is serious. Stand that when the Lord selects you, there can be a million people surrounding you. When he selects you, God says he separates, he calls you out. He says there's a certain touch of his anointing that grabs the attention of other believers. So let me tell you this, what's going to happen, okay, because I've already given some of it away and the Lord allowed me to do so. Many people will experience the glory of God. Many people from all over this world, all over this country, because God is just that good. Many people will experience his glory. And God says in this roundup, he calls it a spiritual roundup. He said some people will be chosen from the multitude. God says some people will be chosen from the multitude. And he says he's not speaking about a minister. He's not speaking about a prophet. He's not speaking about an apostle. He is speaking about himself. Some people are going to pick up their anointing. Some people, everything they touch is going to be successful. Everything they do because of favor, grace, and mercy. But the Lord has chosen you. And God says some people have a calling of ministry on their lives. And God says it's going to be definite. It's going to be defined. And God says some of us, he has to thrust us into our realm, whatever spiritual realm that is, because he says some of us are stubborn. And God has called us, and we pretend like we can't hear God calling us. He says, why? He says, because of the multitude of people. But God says what he's going to do. And get ready, because this is only for a few. God says this is very rare. He said this is very unheard of. Only a few people will pick up their real calling during this particular time, because this time of Jesus coming or of his visitation is really a time in order to deliver blessings and give favor. But people are going to be thrust, God said, into their calling. People are going to be thrust by our Lord and Savior. So that explains why God said that one day you will wake up and you will be like, how did I get here? Because God has placed you in the realm of the Spirit. And when you're under the influence of the Spirit, God begins to guide you. And God says we're like unconscious creatures. The revelation of God, we're like unconscious creatures and we go. The disciples didn't have a problem following our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They didn't ask why. They didn't ask any questions. They just went. And God says that with his people, he says they're going to wake up in a twinkling of an eye, and they're going to be in their realm, their spiritual realm. God is going to enhance and give faith to people, and people are going to step into faith, not out of faith. People are going to step into faith. People are going to step into a spiritual, God calls it spiritual prosperity. People are going to begin to step into those domains and have no idea how it happened. All they know is it happened, and they can say, that was God. So it's very important, ladies and gentlemen. God says that, get ready, because it's going to happen. The experience of God is going to happen, the visitation of God, the favor, grace, and mercy. Many people have already said it has happened. Many people are giving praise reports. God says it's already done, right? For some people I'm speaking, it's already done. God is going to give you a great praise report. Amen, it's already done. And so we're going to have to think like that, think positive, amen, because God is getting ready to come, I'm telling you. And when God blesses you, he's going to bless you real good. I'm a living witness. I guarantee you, when was that? On yesterday, God blessed me. I'm telling you, he blesses me every day, my family as well. But God really blessed me on yesterday. Amen? And I know it's real and I know it's true because I'm a recipient of God's favor, grace, and his mercy. Amen? I'm a recipient of a financial breakthrough. I'm a recipient, amen, of the Holy Spirit. And you wake up and wonder, how did this happen? Amen? Amen. So God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. And so we should always, always, always pray unto God and thank God for everything that he is doing in our lives and what he's done in our lives. We should always bless God and thank God. Amen? Amen. So at this time, this is your opportunity to accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ or reject him. When you accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, all you say is, Lord, please come into my life and use me in a way that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. That's all you have to say and mean it and be serious about it. And I guarantee you, God will bless you real good. And he'll come into your life if you open up your heart. God will come into your life, and he will rearrange things within your life, and he will transform your life so much that you won't even recognize who you are. And so I really encourage you, especially the young people, to accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Continue to do the works of the Lord, and remember that Jesus only calls 12 people. He says, continue working. He says, because his grace and favor is more than any person can give unto you. All you need, and I'm a living witness of this, is one yes. That's all you need, is one yes. In the spiritual realm, God says all you need is one yes. And guess what that really equates to? That's one opportunity. That's all. That's it. One divine connection. That's all you need. So when we talk about the multitude of people, God says the multitude was with him when he went from city to city. He says, but he had 12 disciples. Think about all the people in this world. He only had 12 that he taught about the kingdom of God. What made them so different than the millions of people? He says their obedience, and they were sincere. And he says sometimes the devil will come in and he will work on the hearts of even those chosen, but God says you still love them. Amen? Amen. So when the Lord calls you into your new domain, to your new dominion, to the new realm of the Spirit, accept it, because God is going to teach you and he's going to take you places. And it's very important that we accept our calling, because we may not receive another opportunity to be taught by the master teacher, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But God continues to reveal. He said, I only had 12 disciples. The multitudes were in the presence of God when he went from city to city because he was doing so many miraculous things. Amen. Amen. So, what I want you to do is I want you to understand and recognize that, yes, we're still going to have a visitation by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And, yes, favor, grace, and mercy is still upon us. Okay? So I want you to understand and realize that. Now then, I want to say this because we are actually finished with our prayer. I want you to understand this. God has blessed this ministry, the AfricaLoveShow.com, in a major, major way. I have networks who are actually connecting with me, and I have some opportunities that's coming up with the radio ministry. Once again, God says he only chose 12 people. The thing about it is you only need one yes. And so whatever vision or dream that the Lord has given unto you, use it, do it. All you need is one yes. That's it. So if God has given you the spirit to speak well, then speak. If he's placed you on a platform, speak. whatever the Lord has asked you to do, do it, because you never know what will happen down the road. God has really, I'm telling you, this ministry. And it's because of God that this ministry is up for a couple of awards, not for the Stellas, of course, but for other things. And there are people who are coming and wanting to be on the ministry. But God says all you need is one yes, and that's from Him. As long as God gives you the authority, that's all you need. Amen? Amen. So I want you to stay encouraged. Continue doing what you're doing. And God is going to bless you real good. Amen? Amen. I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, or our freetoloveshow.com. That's freedaloveshow.com. And click on Love Radio. Be sure to tell your family and your friends. Now, I have many listeners who are all over my social media site. I have so many social media sites, it's not even funny. And so everybody's just spread out, but they go to the website, and that's where everybody meet up at, is at the website. I appreciate that. If you want to know when the show occurs and you want to receive an email, all you have to do is click the follow button under my name. You don't have to pay for anything. All you do is put in your first name, I believe, and your last name, and that's it. You don't have to have a radio show, none of that. And I want to welcome the new individuals who followed the show on today. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And continue to tell your family and friends. And feel free to follow the AlfredaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, media, journalists, TV, radio, film, please, Alfreda Love at AlfredaLove, or FreedaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to connect with you. I would love, love, love to have you on my ministry. And I would love, love, love for you, yes, you, to be my guest. Amen? Amen. So please be sure to connect with me at Free to Love, AlfredaLove. On my particular page, especially on Facebook, I have a lot of my media friends. And we exchange things. We write on each other's pages. And we send information back and forth from our page. And they basically read it and respond on their page just because of the clients that we work with and just because of the people. You don't see a lot of interaction as far as, like, normal Facebook pages. You don't see a lot of interaction with comments from a lot of people because we're communicating from each other's Facebook page, amen, because some of these people, you know, they're in entertainment and things like that. And so that's how we communicate as well, via phone and text too, but also on Facebook. So be sure to look out for this Facebook page, because I usually post information on this page that I also post on our entertainment page as well, which is where everybody is. So please be sure to just check out this page in case you don't have access to the entertainment page, okay? All right, so you can connect with me. And my email, once again, is emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to put them all in one line, pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Be sure that when you pray for your family members, you look them in the eye and you pray for them for whatever they need. We're not worried about the wants right now, because the wants will come after the needs. You pray for them for whatever they need. If they need healing, pray that. If they need a good report from the doctor, pray over that. Call them by name. Amen. Call each one by name. And then do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. Speaking of praying for those you know and those you do not know, the Lord has given me a vision. And the Lord says that somewhere in between September and October, there's going to be an opportunity for an event. Someone wants to connect and have an event. Praise God. Let's go. Let's do it. But for now, this is what we're doing. There is a campaign that I have, and it's free. We're not charging anything. The campaign is A Love Affair Around the World, and it starts tonight. It's entitled A Love Affair Around the Ziz You Adopt. When I say adopt, You just look on the globe, on the map. This teaches you history as well. And you select either two states, two continents, two countries, and you pray for those particular states, countries, whatever, for a week. Then the next week, you pray for two more. And then we continue to pray. Now, what's going to happen is it's going to be duplicated because we're going all the way to December. And I want the believers, whoever participates in this, I want you to continue to watch the news when we do this. This is how powerful God's projects are. When God gives you a project, this is how powerful it is. A lot of people won't understand this because God didn't give it to them. God didn't give the vision to them. But listen to me very closely. This particular project will be up until December, right? God says adopt two. He didn't say one. He said two. Cities, states, countries, continents, whatever you have to do, and pray for the people within those areas. Pray for them. Well, I don't know their names. Great. I don't know their names either, but pray for them. Pray for those who are sick. Put them in categories. Pray for those who don't know God. Pray for those who are at war. Pray for those who are homeless. That's all you have to do is just pray for those particular areas. We're going to adopt two areas. And actually, I'm going to put my two areas starting tomorrow on my page because that's going to remind me that I need to be praying for these people. And then hopefully, because I already have 10 people who's on board, then individuals will select Texas or the eastern part of the globe, right? And pray for everybody in Texas. And you're going to see that this world is going to get better. God says it's a love affair around the world. Notice that my name is A Love. So God gave me that vision, a love affair around the world. Why? Because there are multiple people who need God's love. It's not about me. It's about there are multiple people who need the love of God. There are multiple people who need to experience the love of God. And we have to be intercessories. We have to pray because they're not going to pray. For those atheists, we still have to pray for them because I want them to experience the love of God. And so because there's so many, God is showing me so many people. And just like so many people actually listen to this station from all over the world, according to the stats, all over the world. I am serious. Bangladesh, everywhere. People listen to the station. But listen, God says there will be a multitude of people who will experience his love because we're going to intercede for those places who don't believe in God, those places or people who don't pray to God. We're going to intercede for them. And we're interceding because half of those people's hearts will be transformed, and they have no idea why. And it's because we're praying for them, and they don't know it. And I suggest that you pray for people. You don't have to tell people every time you pray for them. You don't have to tell them that. Just pray for them. You know? And so I want you to look on the globe, look on a map. This is a history lesson. Look on a map and pray for two areas. Pray and be sincere. And I guarantee you as we go along, you're going to hear less and less and less. You're going to hear acts of kindness. You're going to hear people, just great things happening in their lives. God says it's a love affair around the world because there are multiple who needs his love. There are multiple people who need God's love. Multiple. And so there is a love affair. Right? And the love affair is that those people, everybody need to experience God's love for one time. Everybody need to. Every single person on this earth, every single person, it doesn't matter who you are. God says, if we do this, and I'm going to do it, if we do this, every single person on this earth will experience the love of God. And so what's going to happen is, for instance, two people from different parts of the city or state may be praying for the same people, right? So the more we pray, the more power we have of God. Amen? So I'm starting this campaign, and it's a love affair around the world. And I've told people to inbox me and let me know which part of the world they're selecting. And it's going to go, it's going to be a pretty huge thing somewhere between September and October, because someone is going to want to do something with this particular project. And so it remains to be seen, but it's not because of someone wants to do something with it, and it's not because of that. The reason why we're doing it is because God says that multiple people need to experience his love. And so it's a love affair. Amen? Amen. And so continue to look out for information concerning this. Continue to listen to the news. And I'm starting tonight, and I'm going to post my two cities, my two states, whatever I select, I'm going to post it on my page. And I'm going to put a love affair around the world. Okay? All right. So that's enough with that. Be sure to grab your calendars. Grab your calendars. You should already have this written down. This is nothing new. Grab your calendars. February 18th through the 20th is the Stellar Award Show in Las Vegas. Be sure to attend the Stellar Awards. This is a particular time in which gospel artists are acknowledged for their work in the gospel ministry. This is their reaping season, if you will. You reap what you sow. This is their reaping season. So we want to support all of our gospel artists. Amen. Let's support all of our gospel artists. Okay? All right. In addition to that, let's make sure that we are looking at the website, afrida.hubpages.com. Afrida.hubpages.com. Be sure that you look at those particular hub pages, as there is much information about celebrities, TV, effective presentations, things of that nature. And so what you will find is uplifting content about each area. So you will find uplifting content. So be sure to tap into that at frida.hubpages.com. If you want to follow, you can, but most people go to that particular site and read. And so if you want to do that as well. But if you want to follow and receive an email every time an article is posted, that is fine as well. In addition to that, if you go to the main website, afridaloveshow.com, whoop, there is. This is where everything is. This is where all of my business partners go to see what's going on with the ministry, to see what we have going on. So I'm going to add some more music to the radio station, and we're going to try to have at least 100 songs. So continue to listen, because we're forming a radio station on this particular page. Amen? And as I said before, we have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's into film and gospel. So if you need an artist for that, just let me know. Hit EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. And we have Minister LaShawn McLemore. She's in ministry and gospel. And then you have yours truly, who's a speaker, promoter, writer. So if you want to connect with me, it's EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. If you want to just click on Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford's site, you click on there and whoop, 30 is you will be on her site. She has home contacts. She has a store. I mean, she just have a plethora of things that you can see. Same thing with Miss LaShawn McLemore. If you click on her site, whoop, 30 is she have her two songs. She has her bio, press kit. She has all of it. So be sure to connect with these two ladies. Then, of course, we have Love Radio. If you click on it right now, then Love Radio, you will see a live. You will see that it's live. And we are alive and well because we're on air now. All right? So February 18th through the 20th, of course, we will have our Stellar Awards. If you need a speaker, click on that button. Whoop, there it is. You'll see my bio. Then there's Love's interview. I was interviewed by the Hispanic Chamber. I need to look at that again. Then if you need tutorials, there's a school tutorial site. So be sure to click on those buttons, and whoop, there it is. You'll be right there. Upcoming events, just reiterating the Stellar Awards Show. This radio station is a spiritual ministry, and you will find the Word of God, interviews with gospel artists, teachers, writers, authors, community leaders. It's an excellent radio station, not because I'm the host, but because God is the authority over this radio station. Then there's a spiritual guide on the go. This is a guide, a very simple read, and it deals a lot with perfecting your walk with God. Okay, perfecting your walk with God. So click on that button, and whoop, there it is. You'll be right there at Amazon.com. Okay? If we go to about the venue, you do know that this is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. You see many different pictures on this particular site because these are some of the events that God has blessed me to attend. Once again, there's the Las Vegas Stellar Music Awards. If you look at AlfredaLoveShow.com media, that's AlfredaLoveShow.com. I want to know about any events, any opportunities. I want to just any events around the world, especially Texas, I would like to know about. I thank you so much for emailing me, letting me know about your events and media things that are going on. But be sure to connect with me on Facebook as well under AlfredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about opportunities in the entertainment world. One of the gifts that God has given me is to speak with people, so I love that. So if you have any artists, which someone sent about 5 artists, which is great, on today, and we're scheduling those artists. I'm almost booked for January, but I can still fit your artists in. So managers and media and producers, if you have some individuals with some talent, you know, in entertainment, gospel, education, I need you to send them to me so we can get them scheduled on this particular ministry, because we're filling up fast because God is good. And I would like for you to tell your family and friends about this station. We're doing a lot of promoting now, and we're promoting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you will hear more about this particular show or ministry pretty soon because God is going to do something. And so just continue to look out for the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Okay, location and contact. If you want to contact me, you know, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can send a comment or review. There's the name, the email, subject, and the message. Do not forget to hit the submit button, okay? All right. So the gospel artists in the industry, this is only a handful of gospel artists within the industry. Be sure to support all of these gospel artists within the industry. There's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford's music, and also we're going to add Sister McClure's music as well. So be sure to support all of these gospel artists because their music really ministers unto our souls. Then here's some links, of course. If you click on Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford's, whoop, there it is, or Sister LaShawn McLemore, all of these are whoop, there it is buttons. Amen. The radio station, then there's Love, Comedy, and Entertainment. There's LinkedIn, many business people, and my radio friends usually connect with me through LinkedIn. Then there's Love's Media and Event Coverage. We have articles. We have Love Live Jesus Ministry, and then a spiritual guide, okay? So you just click on those links, and it's a whoop, there it is, okay? Then there is Meet Artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. Sister Bradford's interested in film, acting, and also having her music in some of the movies, which she can do. So let us know. You can email me if you look at this site at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I encourage you to read her bio, and here's a sample of some of her music, so be sure to connect with us on that. Same thing. Here is the radio host, Dr. Alfreda Love. All right, so meet Dr. Alfreda Love. You can read a little bit about my bio and all that good stuff. Some of my speaking talks, you can read about all that, and I really appreciate it, right? Then there's Love's Author Corner. This is some of the books and authors. You can connect with these individuals on social media as well, and here are some of the books and the authors, so be sure to pick up your copy, and we do need to update Ms. Oprah Winfrey's title because she has written a new book, and so we really want to support that as well. Health and Human Performance, as I said before, it remains the same no matter how many times you change it. You need to move. Amen. You need to be active. You need to do something in order to help your health and lower your blood pressure, and we need to watch the intake of our foods. So be sure to continue to look at this article. I am going to eventually change this article, but this article still holds true. For the entertainment and television world, these are individuals you see on TV. There's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford name again. But these are individuals you see on TV, so please support them if you see any type of new shows or new projects. Please support them as well. R&B, once again, we still have Lady Mary J. We have Faith and Miss Buluwami. They still doing it on this page, but we're getting ready to add some people to the R&B charts. So you will not be alone, ladies. You will not be alone. We're getting ready to add some people. Then meet artist Minister LaShawn D. McLemore. This is her particular page. And, yeah, you can hear some of her music as well. So be sure to just reach out and connect with this particular station at freedomloveshow.com. This is where everything is going down. Everything is happening on this particular page. So I really encourage you to stay current and look at this page each and every day, because a lot of great stuff is going on. God is really, wow, God is really blessing this ministry in a major, major way because of his grace and mercy and because of his platform and because of his word, not mine. So all of the accolades and things and awards going to God, right? Because I don't deserve anything, because it's all God. That's who it is. But I want to really tell each and every one of you, thank you for your listening support. Thank you for letting your family and friends know about the freedomloveshow.com. I appreciate that so much. We're going to get out more because we want individuals to know that, yes, we exist, and, yes, we have good material and things like that. I want to welcome each and every newcomer to the Love, Live Jesus Ministry, also known as the Afrita Love Show. Wherever you connect, always know that you can go to AfritaLoveShow.com, and we can all be in one place, and that's where everything is. So I want to really encourage you to go to AfritaLoveShow.com. And if you want to connect with me, as I said before, my contact information is EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. On tomorrow, we will have Michelle Brooks Thompson, who will bless us real good on tomorrow at 9 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will also post a message. Many of you remember her from NBC. She has been a backup singer for many gospel artists. She's traveled all around the world. She's a very anointed woman. She has made a couple of songs. So we're going to connect with her on tomorrow, and you have the opportunity to listen to that particular interview. I'm really excited that she has chosen to come on the AfritaLoveShow.com. And so just be sure to tell your family and friends. There are several ways that you can listen to this particular ministry, and this is to media and to regular civilians or people around the world. You can call in at 347-843-4981. Once again, that number is 1-347-843-4981. And this particular call, I believe, is a free call, and you do not have to say anything on air if you don't want to, but if you want to call in and you have something to say, then you will have time. There will be time allotted for that particular message. So once again, that number is 1-347-843-4981. And actually, we're going to make this particular number a toll-free number in about a month. You will have a 1-800 number where you can just call in, and it's a free call. Amen? Amen. Also, if you would like, you can click on your website. You can go to AlfredaLoveShow.com. That's AlfredaLoveShow.com. Click on Love Radio. When you click on Love Radio, you will find that there will be a segment that says live, like it does now, and you just click on that program, and whoop, there it is. You will be able to listen to this particular ministry. So those are the ways in which you can contact. Now, after we finish with each particular ministry, each show, it's always recorded, and I always place it on my Facebook page, the AlfredaLove. So be sure to check that out, okay? And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And make sure that you take care of yourselves and each other. And also come back on tomorrow at 9 o'clock p.m. because we are in for a treat with the one and only Miss Michelle Brooks. I want to every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. I want to thank you for the great things that's happening with this particular ministry. I want to thank God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. I pray for each and every person who asks for a great health report. I pray for each and every person who's in the hospital. I just pray for everyone. So make sure that you take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love, on the AfridaLoveShow.com. Thank you so much for listening, and good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.